This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal. Lineupmedia.fm production, and we are back.
Hey, what's up, man?
Yeah, what's up?
What's up? Did that throw you for a loop there?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? We've been with each other for hours now. Why are you asking me what's up?
Wait a minute, huh?
Nah. Another show, another week. Here we go again. This week we're talking chemtrails.
Yes, we are.
We were talking about this at the end of the show last week, or sometime last week, and how you had made the... Well, you're originally a believer in chemtrails.
It's so damn appealing. You know what I mean? That is
for a young conspiracy head, huh?
As far as conspiracies go, that's just like a juicy one. Because
you can look up and see.
It's got everything. It's got government. It's got population control. They're killing us.
Could be the central banks. Could be the GMOs.
Yeah, man. There's all kinds of angles to it. It's just the juiciest fucking conspiracy. You know what I mean? It's not the juiciest, but it's one of them.
It's up there. It's up there.
It will make your mouth water.
Before we get going, though, we have two voicemails that have come in from our little voicemail system. It's slowed down a lot whenever we aren't giving away shirts. People are like, well, I don't really give a fuck, and I don't want to leave a voicemail.
Right. But
so
we have two.
We've got two voicemails. One of them is a lot longer than the other, and we'll do the longer one first. So the first one comes from a listener, Ryan Sykes, and I'll just let it go.
Hey there, Eric.
Yeah, Everett. What's up?
It's Ryan Sykes here from the UK.
Hey, how you doing?
Letting you know that I enjoy listening to your podcast very much.
Thank you.
Don't get discouraged. Say, keep at it.
Oh, we will.
I think I'd have to be on Team Everett, to be honest with you.
No fucking way.
Sorry about that, Eric.
Yeah, fuck you, Eric.
Come on, brother.
Also,
I will show you the way.
Maybe do a Nazi occult podcast one of these days.
We've toyed with that idea before.
I'm not allowed to talk about that.
Might be interesting.
So they're into some crazy shit.
They are.
See you later, lads. Sarah.
Yeah, have a good day, Ryan.
Thanks for the voicemail, man. Yeah, he's been on the boards for a long time.
Yeah, definitely. Long time listener, first time voicemailer.
So thanks for the voicemail, Ryan. Leave us another one, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
This is from an anonymous source as marked.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you never know where these are going to go. Here we go.
Baba Booey, Baba Booey, Howard Stern balls.
All right, here we go. Finally, we got one.
Yeah.
You never heard that? Like, it's a whole thing. People, like, you were never a fan of the Howard Stern show, were you?
Uh-uh.
So they'd always have listeners run out to, like, when there's, like, somebody live on the street, like a news crew or radio, or somebody would call in, there'd be somebody yell out, Baba Booey, Baba Booey, Howard Stern's nutsack. Just hundreds of times they'd play it all the time on their show.
Really?
Yeah. So here's one. Who knows? Maybe this will get to Howard. Anyway, back to chemtrails.
Back to chemtrails. What about them? What are chemtrails?
You tell me, man. You were the big chemtrails nut for the longest time.
Well, to me, what it was like when you look up in the sky. Now, and I don't remember all this shit when I was a kid. When you look up in the sky and you see, you know, just grid patterns.
Which is weird. You don't remember from a kid. From my research, this shit's been going on for a long, 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 long time.
Right, but do you remember that as a kid?
No, not particularly. Anyway.
I don't either. Just the grid patterns. You know, a lot of people are saying that they're contrails. Or chemtrails.
Right. What they look like are giant long clouds.
Cirrus clouds is what they look like.
Generally, what you were talking about are smaller, thinner, quickly dissipating versions of that is what you recall from childhood. I don't particularly remember. I remember looking up in the sky, studying them.
I remember looking at planes, and I just remember the shit dissipating behind them.
Well, I mean, I still see that these days. But what people are talking about is not the ones that you still see these days that disappear after, you know, 30 seconds, a minute. What most people are worried about are these ones that linger around for what seems like hours.
Stretch all the way across the sky with, you know, multiples. And like you said, you can literally see in a grid pattern.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. What's the difference in chemtrails and contrails, Everett?
Well, the quick difference is one is just condensation caused by atmospheric pressure,
which is normal for every passenger, civilian, or military aircraft. Right.
It's like fog. How fog is created in a difference of pressure and temperature. Once you have the right atmospheric conditions, condensation happens like that. Whenever you see a jet break the sound barrier, you'll see the ring form around them. It's the same concept.
And chemtrails are allegedly being sprayed out of the back of planes.
Right, not out of the jets.
Not out of the jets, but they do have the patents for that, remember? That we saw that where they were going to add the barium and the aluminum.
And the sulfur and the other.
What was it, aluminum iodide?
Iodide, aluminum oxide, sulfur oxide, dioxide. You name the chemical, there's a chemtrail conspiracy that says it's used in there somewhere. So.
Right. And so that's kind of why it's like the everybody knows lead poisoning is a thing. You don't play with mercury. You know, aluminum, not a lot of people know that, but aluminum's pretty freaking bad for you. You know
what
I mean?
Any metal is bad for you.
Heavy metal,
you
gotta
have iron in your blood, but that's such a trace amount, you know what I mean? And it's not like the iron you see specifically in a bar of iron, but...
I mean, yeah, it is.
Well... Not specifically. It's not like you could shave it off
whenever
you're low on
iron
and eat it. Well, yeah, it's iron. Never mind. You get my point. Heavy metals in any higher dose are bad for you. Chlorine is obviously bad for you and other such metals. Chlorine's a gas, isn't it? Isn't that a metal?
I don't think chlorine's a metal, man. I think you're
crazy.
What
am I thinking of? It's something very similar to
that. Cobalt?
Yeah, that's one of them, too. Anyway.
Oh, man. Baba Booey. Oh, April says Baba Booey. But yeah, so I mean, you can just imagine if they're, you know, blanketing the fucking skies with all of these chemicals, you know, they're floating down on us. People, they said there's a higher risk of, you know, like brain disease now. These
higher
are
risk of every type of cancer and all sorts of different, you know, from autism, which a lot of the people you see that are chemtrail believers are also the anti-vaxxers. It's the mercury poisoning side of it.
Right. Well, mercury's not good for you. I've always learned, you know, since we were a kid, you can't play with mercury.
Fair enough.
They had the thermometers, and then they stopped using them because, you know, you could break it and play with the mercury. So what would be the reasons for chemtrails? Like, why? So if this is a thing.
We got the list here. I mean,
if this is a thing and, you know, they're spraying these chemicals in the air, what's the end game here? Why are they doing it? So we have a couple things, you know, that Everett and I have gathered together. Solar radiation management. Now, how could that help?
So basically what they're doing is they're trying to...
It's not reflective, right? It's not like they're putting aluminum particles in there metal will reflect
it. That is exactly what it is.
Really?
Yeah.
I would think it would be the cloud cover would cause it to be sufficiently cooler on the planet's
surface. There's a word for this. It's called cloud albedo. It's the amount of solar radiation reflected back into space by clouds.
Okay.
So what they're trying to do is basically create their own shit tons of clouds and create on what would be a clear day normally... up to 20% more coverage to reflect that solar radiation back into space.
And this is supposed to help with global warming?
With global warming.
Huh.
But a lot of people are saying even, you know, past that attempt that it's backfiring and creating almost a greenhouse effect and creating a blanket with these heavy metals in the air up in the high atmosphere, it's actually creating a blanket effect. So, I don't know. But say they are doing that. Why bother hiding it? Is it that they've come to the conclusion that this is what's got to happen to stop global warming, even though there are the side effects that the general population would be susceptible to? They don't care. Is that the thought?
Well, I mean, do they give a fuck if we have something to say about it, or is this just what's best for us?
My question is this, though. If they're doing something benevolent, like trying to create a way to stop global warming, why
keep
not come out and say it?
Right, like, hey, we're helping you guys, right?
The only
like,
thing I can think of at that point is because they would know of the downside of it. And want to keep that quiet, even though that we know that there's, you know, you're going to lose people in the population. We're still helping global warming.
Right. It's better overall.
Right.
You know,
and most people will be like, well, fuck that. Let's go for since it is a little bit better overall. Screw your math. Your kill random people. Math.
There's got to be an easier way. Like NDT says all the time, man. It's got to be easier. There's got to be an easier way. You can't just split the population and put somebody on Mars. There's got to be an easier way to deflect the asteroid. I'm just saying, in every situation, that's that sort of thinking where you're going to kill off, you know, or whatever.
Right.
Like, there's got to be, because whatever resources that you're expending to do this sort of plan, and like, you know, that's all the way from. The pilots, the engineers, the big companies, the politicians that are passing the laws and writing these bills that say this is okay, all the way down to the mechanics and cargo men that are loading the planes with this stuff, that like this is a big operation. You know what I mean? If this is what's going on, this is nothing small. And a lot of people, you know, use cloud seeding as kind of like a way into chemtrails, because cloud seeding is actually an official thing. It's actually an official thing. They pump the clouds with said chemicals, just like you said, and they create artificial rainstorms. They did it at the in the Beijing Olympics, 2008, I think, to knock smog down. And it's not even a debatable issue. Like, cloud seeding is a thing. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And that's just, that's geoengineering is what that is. You know, like the HAARP, you know, flying through the, and see, they do this cloud seeding too, where they can fly through a hurricane and break both walls and drop that shit into the clouds, and it dissipates the eye wall.
Then why don't they do that?
They do that.
When do they do that? Because they've had Katrina and Hurricane Andrew and all these other giant hurricanes that have come.
Oh, you
come
mean
and
like
gone.
With every hurricane? I don't know why the fuck they don't do that for hurricanes that devastate the country, but there's research that shows that that's possible and it has been done.
I'd like to know. Just I was thinking about the
like. So if it's the good, it's for the good. Then why aren't you using this technology to bust up hurricanes to fucking help us out too? Like, you know, I get global warming sucks, you know, but. These Which fucking is, hurricanes that are flooding entire states.
It's a breakdown of logic of the whole story, right?
Right. Weather modification, which is what we talked about, cloud seeding. But, I mean, like, what else, what other implications could you have for chemtrails on weather modification? You know what I mean? Like, you're trying to make it cooler for whatever reason. Like, there's a big hole in the ozone layer and they don't want to tell us? Like,
a lot of it comes right back down to population control. One, like for a group like the Club of Rome who had the book they sponsored called The Limits to Growth.
Yeah, from what I hear, that was freaky shit.
Went into the impact of unlimited economic growth and unlimited with
population
growth. An unlimited population with a finite resource pool. And they come to the conclusion basically that there's just too many of us.
Yeah.
So a lot of people think that the Club of Rome is financing a lot of us to just dramatically drop the population.
Gosh, that just sounds that sounds terrible.
Well, it is terrible. I mean, because the population they want to drop are the dumb 99% of which mean you kind of fit into.
One of my favorite reasons for chemtrails was like, you know, like why are they doing this? What's going on? Why would this even be a thing? Was to hide the appearance of Nibiru in the sky. I was like, yeah, like I want that one to be true. You know, that would be cool.
See,
Planet X, everyone.
Chemtrails as a conspiracy theory has enough trouble getting off the ground.
It does.
And then you throw in
Nibiru. Shit like this, right.
That's what I hate too. Because we were watching videos on it, you know, the last day or two, and trying to get prepared, get in the chemtrail mindset. And some of the videos you'll find on YouTube are goddamn convincing. There's videos of airplanes flying.
Yeah.
And what happens? Looks like somebody simple as throws a switch, and here comes all this what looks like spray.
Yeah,
out of the back
it's not
of it.
Coming out of the engines or anything like that. It's dropping out of they're spraying out of nozzles.
There's plenty of videos of nozzles, so we can go into this all day long and say that we don't think it's real. But whenever you hop on YouTube and see these videos, unless there's dozens of them that are modified in the same way, well, there certainly appears to be some sort of nozzle attached to many different planes spraying shit out.
So what some of them are, and I've seen this because I saw a couple of debunk things, where when planes have to make emergency landings for whatever reason and they have too much fuel, they have to dump their fuel. Like, you can't
be
so heavy on the tires or whatever. You know, it could be how many pounds of fuel? You probably got a lot of fucking fuel back there as far as weight goes, you know what I mean?
Tons of it.
International flight, you know what I'm saying?
Tons of it. The wings are full of fuel.
So there you go. So they have to dump their fuel sometimes, which is probably not the best for the environment or safest, but you got to do what
not.
You got to do.
Can you imagine driving along and then...
And I'm thinking maybe some of those videos are videos of that. But you've also seen them, you know, turn it off and turn it on. We've seen them coming out of the wings. We've seen them we watched stuff where they were coming out of the tips of the wings, the middle of the wings, right by the body, the engines. Like, there's videos, if you look up chemtrails, there's videos of planes shooting shit out of every fucking possible part of the plane.
So there's another picture that floats around the internet that I'm sure you've seen. It's a picture of 10 to 12 black barrels sitting on the inside of like a 747. Connected with a network of hoses and different what looks like wires and whatnot that purport to be an actual chemtrail delivery system on the inside of the plane. Did it?
Yeah, when I saw this picture a year and a half or whatever, 2 years ago, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? Like, they are literally, because like there's just shit that's like barrels in there, man. And, you know, when posted in the wrong context or when looked at from a certain point of view, is just fucking damning evidence to someone. But when you really figure out what they're for, and Everett's going to let us know what exactly they do, it's a pretty legit reason.
So what they're doing up there It's a ballasting system. So ballasts go back for a long time for use on ships, basically. So what you would do in a ship back in the day, because just to set a ship in the water, they're not super stable.
Right.
So they would either suspend like a giant like log or something on in the very low part of the ship or put water in it so that whenever the ship would list, this extra center of gravity would change the whole ship's center of gravity and always try to self-correct the level of the ship.
Right.
So what they're doing is they've created a ballasting system with these barrels in an airplane that change the center of gravity of an airplane to simulate passenger movement or other such weight shifts. That's all that is. It's a system of pumps to push liquid to and fro in different spots.
So I'll explain it a little easier because the way I got it explained to me was way better.
Okay. Fuck you, but go ahead.
Think about it. If you're driving over the Grand Canyon, if you're flying over the Grand Canyon
right.
in a plane, everybody goes, oh, look, it's coming up on the Grand Canyon out the left side of the aircraft. You'll see the Grand Canyon. Everyone take a look.
They never do that.
Everybody shifts to one side of the fucking plane to look at this. You got this sort of thing going on. So what that is to help pilots train for those sort of scenarios.
That's part of it.
When it's off balance, how to correct it. So what they'll do is they'll pump weight from one side to the other side to have the guy practice on weight distribution when flying those planes.
That's one reason.
But I am telling you, looking at him, and you don't even have to say shit, chemtrails, boom. And look at that picture, and you're like, motherfucker. You know what I mean? It's so super convincing.
Well, if you want to believe.
Well, exactly, and that's why I said this is a juicy one, man.
So let me ask you, way back when you were a chemtrail believer,
yeah,
you used to
totally,
come to me all the time
totally.
And be like, look up there, tell me that shit ain't something wrong.
Like, what
there.
The fuck is that, man?
So give me the story here. Give me your trip through chemtrail land. And before you heard of it, when you heard of it, when you stopped believing
well, when
it.
You, well, I seen it. Somebody posted a video, I'm sure, on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or somewhere. And I didn't have Twitter back then. But either way. It posted this video, and it's like, is this shit normal? Like, look at all these in the sky. And it's just like a perfect grid pattern, like a chessboard up there of clouds. And, like, that is not natural. You know what I mean? That's
well,
obvious.
Fair enough.
So immediately I'm thinking, you know, oh, that's exhaust from an airplane, you know. And then I get to look it up in the sky, and they sit there all day. You know what I mean? That's all day. And then you'll see other planes go by, and their exhaust will just go away. So, like, it just had me wondering, what the hell is this? Why are these chemtrails? Was that the word? Was that what it was? Chemtrails? I couldn't remember. So I started looking it up, looking into it. And the first thing you do when you type in chemtrails on fucking YouTube or Google is you get a conspiracy thing. So, of course, man, I fell right down that. Check that shit out. And it is such a crazy concept to think that gosh, I just hope. And to be honest,
well, what happened? You found
I still
some,
don't know.
Did you find some Alex Jones videos and stuff like that?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's convincing videos. It's fucking YouTube. Come on, man. There's convincing videos everywhere. But I still don't know. That it's true. Is it possible? God, it's very possible that this could be a form of population control or to dumb down society or like he said in the chat here, to make everyone docile. You know what I mean? It's totally possible.
Sure, there could
and
be any number of psychotropics.
Somewhat plausible, but I just don't know if it's happening.
Let me ask you this. Here's another reason.
If I had to put a percentage on it, as far as that, I just couldn't do a high percentage anymore. Okay. And whereas before, I would have put the likelihood of this being 100% a total thing, you know, my percentage would have been really up there. Whereas now, it totally could be with what facts are out and everything, but now it's just a little lower of a percentage of it being a thing.
I came across an interesting theory today about this we haven't brought up. So they're seeding the spray, the chemtrails, with silver iodide.
Yes.
And what they're doing is poisoning the ground.
Yeah, the soil.
Poisoning the soil so that Monsanto or any of the other giant GMO seed creators can create seeds that can grow in this poison ground. So basically, you can't just grow any type of corn or whatever in this silver-laden ground. You have to buy these special seeds that can handle it.
And from who?
From Monsanto.
That's
or
right.
Or whoever. And there's also, it goes against, that feeds into the population control. Because once you do that and you poison the ground, these giant seed banks that they've got to repopulate the earth, it destroys that whole plan too. Because now you can't just bring these seeds up out of this.
You have to be chosen to get the seeds to grow the food now.
Right. Well, yeah, you have to get it from Monsanto seed bank rather than the one that's up in the Iceland or Greenland or wherever the fuck that is. And
well, yeah. So when the ground's fucked, it don't matter where you're going to get it from. You got to get it from the only place where it's going to work, you know. And your seeds you buy from Monsanto, if that man, that would be a gnarly fucking thing too. Like if you could figure out that they had documents that prove this is what they were trying to do, like and there was so many people that were complicit in it. Man, can you imagine that? That's like genocide on the craziest level.
Well, again, that's the problem with this and so many other conspiracies. There's been have to be so many people involved that it's hard to keep the wraps on. That's why it's hard to believe.
The real OG, chemtrails. The real chemtrails. Crop dusting, bro. If you ever seen crop dusting, sure. That's a motherfucking chemtrail there. If you ever, they dissipate pretty quick, but that's hazardous fucking shit
it's
being
bug
sprayed
killer, more
from
or
the
less.
Plane. So what I'm saying is there's a precedence for this. It's not like it's never been used before.
But it's not even really the same, though. It's just what they have in common is they're spraying a chemical out of a plane.
Yeah, but it's like, how the fuck are we going to kill a whole bunch of bugs? Let's spray something over the top. How are we going to kill a whole bunch of fucking people?
How do you do it in your house?
Same way we do on the field.
You got two methods in your house. Well, maybe, okay, there's a few methods. You can hit it with a fly swatter or whatever. You can use an electrical zapper. You can have some sort of roach motel where they go in and eat something and die. Or you can spray them with a spray. That's pretty much it. So think about how much of that applies to a giant field. That's actually plausible. You can't go out there and bash them. You don't want to put out a million roach motels. The only thing you can really do is spray chemicals to get rid of these bugs that you need. So the trick is...
Where are the bugs?
In the chemtrail thing, yeah, sure.
Wow. I mean, where are the pests? Where are the rodents, the virus?
We're the 99%.
Yes, we are.
In that theory. I don't know.
Wow, that just we're the bugs, man. We're being splatted out of existence. God, it sounds so rough, doesn't it?
Well, if you believe it, yeah. I don't know, man.
Wouldn't there be a more efficient way, though, to do this? Like, if you were really going to poison the population, wouldn't you do it some way more efficient than spray? Because, like, there's no guarantee that you're hitting anybody with this.
Well, if they're spraying enough of it and gets into the breathable air and then it drops down into your water table and
well,
gets
that's
in
what
the,
I'm saying. Wouldn't you?
I mean, it seems like a perfect
poison
guarantee.
The water table. Like, wouldn't
maybe
that
what,
be easier?
How do you know that's not their delivery method? Instead of going down to the local reservoir like the fucking guy from Batman with his little test tubes and pouring in
his
mixture,
55-gallon jug of.
Oh yeah, exactly in the Batman movie. I forget. I was trying to think of an actual time they did that.
Come on,
no,
man.
They did.
Yeah.
It's not like that.
He's a Batman fan, right?
Well, you know, I'm not a fan of Scarecrow.
But you are scared of Iron Man.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, if we seem a bit harsh on the subject, we apologize. We're really giving this
one
hell.
You know what? I'll tell you what. Before my research, I was much more staunchly against it than after.
Right.
Which is probably weird for me because some of the video evidence you see is quite damning. But whenever they start to give you the reasoning for why people do, that's when you lose me. It's like, I can see what looks like some shit coming out of this plane that ain't right.
The reason, that's the thing, the motive. The motive for this is just, you get too caught up in how true it could be.
Well, I'm still unwilling.
What's the purpose of killing off all these people?
The only one that really makes sense is the giant global conspiracy for population control. But I'm still unwilling, even after, you know, this 2 years now that we've been doing the show, to take that leap and say that there that kind of thing exists, that there's a giant global conspiracy, maybe not giant, but if it's global, it's pretty giant, of wiping out the planet. There's some nefarious cabal of people that sit behind closed doors that make these decisions that affect the entire world for whatever weird plans they have, be it wipe the population out because they hate people or they want to see the earth bettered, you know, because we're a stain on the planet. Whatever the reasoning is, I still don't see the right reason that somebody would do this.
I don't
something
either.
That is believable other than what feels like comes out of a movie, you know what I mean? It's like the Kingsman. Have you seen Kingsman?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Samuel L. Jackson wants to wipe out the earth. This weird plan because he thinks people are a fucking blight on the planet.
That was a gnarly movie, too. Like, lots of violence. If you like violence, watch Kingsman. That was a good movie.
Any of these conspiracy theories that requires a supervillain, I have a problem with, I think.
Think so? Okay.
As soon as, like, who would carry this out?
As soon as it's
Dr. Evil.
As soon as it's a Bond movie, it's out. But let's talk about the cover-up. Let's talk about the cover-up here. So, for this to be a thing, there's got to be some massive cover-up. And by that, I mean there's going to be whistleblowers because of the amount of people. Because you got
to
have...
Sorry, I'm saying there's thousands upon thousands of people had to participate.
Let's talk about it. You got the people that came up with a plan. People that sat around
you
and
snuff
thought
them out easily enough.
This plan up. Right, but they're the ones pulling the strings, right?
You don't need them after they thought up the plan. You said, hey, smart people, like your fucking Club of Rome, come up with a plan. I'm rich. You pay for it. Okay, now so I've got your written out plan.
So then the people who implement the plan.
Ah, your engineers and your workers.
Or your politicians to get the governments on board. Because if this is all just a rich man's plan,
Yeah, you might need politicians in there. I mean, I say if you're not in government to begin with, why would you involve government? Why not just grease the right people? If you're rich, make sure you
know, that's a fair point. Why not just pay off the anybody that starts asking questions right. I mean, about it? FBI gets here's you know what? They have $30 million. Let me fuck along.
At this point, why go for senators and stuff like that? You know what I mean? At that point, you only do that if people are starting to really ask questions.
Right, right. You just do what you want to do. Okay, so the pilots that fly the planes, they have to know what's going
Somebody's
on.
Somebody's got
to
flip that switch.
Right.
Or do they? Because if it's, they can do it remotely.
Remote? Yeah. I mean, would they, I guess, so you know what? We need to mark that off because I don't feel like the pilots would actually have to be involved in that. I mean, they might notice some weird shit going on out
there. Let me say this. If the government can employ 18-year-old kids with Xbox controllers to fly drones, they can have a warehouse of people sitting around monitoring when this plane is hit above the flight deck in the right position to flip on the switch.
Right, but wouldn't the pilot notice some shit? They don't have a rearview mirror, but I mean, I would think that like you'd be like,
they got all kinds of screens and cameras. Who's to say they
don't? Right, right. Yeah, they might have a rearview fucking mirror.
I'm no pilot.
So you got to have someone to load the chemicals on the plane. You got to have somebody that's, you know.
Yeah, they don't refill themselves.
Yeah. And these are, and, don't get it twisted, this is bad shit. So to handle this shit, you have to know what you're doing.
Who's to say it's bad in its liquid form? Maybe it has to be aerosoled or maybe there's electric shit done to it. I don't know. My point is this. You could theoretically have it delivered in a way that the ground crew might not know what they're putting in. And if it's the fuel additive, they would never know.
If it's the fuel additive, that would be another way to mark out people that would be involved in the cover-up.
Right.
But then again, you got to pay off a refinery.
Not necessarily. What if you just...
You just take all your fuel for all your airplanes for Chicago O'Hare Airport.
You need the delivery people, like the people like that drive the trucks. That's where you get in at. You get in, you pour it in the top
deliver
hatch.
The fuel?
Right.
Every one of them?
The ones that you need.
If your plan's going to be efficient... You're going to kill a population.
Yeah, you really need some people.
You really this is a network of fucking people organizing this. If this is the case, you think about the cover up that would be involved.
How many companies just in delivery of fuel exist for the small town companies that go even like your big airports to the little municipal airports?
Oh fuck, 5 or 10, easy 5 or 10 companies.
I would say way more than that.
You know,
at a regional level,
from the pumping of the oil out of the ground.
No, I'm talking about by the time it gets into a place where people have an easy way to access it. It's hard to access that
Okay,
fuel.
So you're cutting out all the shipping, the pipelines,
right.
You're cutting out the refinery.
It's got to be post-refinery.
Okay, so post-refinery. So it gets hauled out of refinery by a company.
Right.
My
point is it's got to be turned into jet fuel. If it's before it's turned into jet fuel.
That happens at the refinery.
Right. So it can't happen before it's turned into jet fuel. So
no.
After they've cracked it and they've had to let it settle and it's actually jet fuel, it can only happen where they let it sit in storage or after it's delivered. It's more likely that it's changed, I think, after it's...
Right. Well, but it could be delivered to a third-party storage that has other companies come and pick up, you know, shipments of fuel.
Yeah, there's all sorts of ways this could happen.
Right, but I'm saying, like, you know...
Every which way, there's got to be people involved.
Exactly. Multiple hundreds of people.
Hey, John, go down and put it in this week's additive. It's good for the fuel injectors on them damn jet engines, yeah.
Yeah, we pay you... You think we pay you $16 an hour for nothing?
I mean, it's easy enough to tell the guy who just wants his paycheck to go down there and put in X chemical that he doesn't know what it is in the first place.
Man, yeah, it is easy enough. But eventually,
think about this. When you were working at a place that dealt with chemicals, you were given all sorts of chemicals marked with whatever on the outside.
Okay.
You could have been told anything what was in those bottles or jars or barrels before you did whatever you did with it.
Yeah.
You're just the last guy on the ground to handle the barrel.
Yeah, so I went by a label.
So, yeah, who's to say the label isn't tampered with?
That's fair. You, especially some you don't even open up. You know what I mean? It could be fucking a dead body in there and you won't know. You're just going by the label and what the book tells you that the label is identifying this chemical as.
Right.
So that's how you tell.
My point is there, for the most part, you could probably get rid of most of the people on the ground. There's easy enough ways, if you wanted to do this, to slide this into any normal regular job.
Right, but the amount of planes that are going to have this, and the network of people that are going to have
to
be involved in this,
where you got to make that leap of faith to think that something like this could happen.
Not only that, but
we can't do it.
You got to think like the National Weather Service, or what is it, the National
NOAA, National Oceanographic Aeronautics Association.
There you go. Them right there. They monitor the skies. NASA monitors the skies. You know,
well, there's supposedly been
reports
published. Yeah,
like. People are going to notice this. Now, if you're paying off NASA and the NAO or the NAOO or however you fucking say it, if you're paying all them off, that's just more people. So we're literally up into the tens of thousands of people that would have to cover this shit up.
Yep, no, I agree.
So the bribery, let's put a number on this, the bribery that you're going to have to pay for.
Oh, yeah.
Because you got to pay some people more than others because of their position, where they're at. 10,000 people, you got to bribe 10,000 people.
I bet
minimum.
It's way more than that.
20,000, 30,000, you got to bribe that.
And you don't just bribe people on a world-changing conspiracy.
You don't give them $500, bud. That ain't enough to keep your mouth shut. And you got to pay hitman.
And when you bribe that many people, there's a percentage of people who you bribe who you have to kill. I mean, that's just
right.
That's just organized crime numbers.
Yeah, so
you know?
you better call the hitman up and tell you, like, look, I got you 1% of 10,000. That's 100
hits. Well,
my
point is you'd see these hits, and it's not easy to hide
all in
so
the
many
same
hits.
Field.
Right.
Kind of like an airplane crash with, like, 17 AIDS doctors on it or something.
Yeah, I don't know. It's really hard to believe that this is plausible. Possible, sure. Plausible, no.
Yeah, I mean, I really, like I said, dude, I love the population control theories. I love the, we talked about the Club of Rome. I love the, and I don't love it. I love it because I hate it, but it speaks to me in such, like, because I want, you know, humanity. Humanity is an important thing. And, like, just that the thought of them trying to wipe out 95% of humanity, it really is kind of like, man, I got to figure this out. We got to get, you know what I mean?
It's not that strange, though. When you think about all these people like Illuminati or the Bilderberg Group or all these little organizations that we'll never be able to get in or understand, that's they all want world domination in one way or another. So it's the same story to me as all these other ones. It's just another delivery method and another group at the top, whether it's by destabilizing global economic this or that, or by spraying fucking chemicals from the air. It's the same plan, just slightly different.
Yeah,
that's my thought.
I do, man. I really like the chemtrail one. Like I said, man, it's just a crazy conspiracy that you can fall into because there's so much evidence of actual weather modification, geoengineering, cloud seeding, that sort of stuff, that all you got to do is put a little nefarious twist on it, and it's there you go. You got chemtrails, man. Boom. They're killing people.
Well, it doesn't help, too, whenever you got people like Ben Livingston, who is considered the father of cloud seeding,
yeah,
in the American government where they started to use it, basically feeding the fire for chemtrails as a thing. So
he's the one that basically figured out that you could pump silver iodide how much and then wear into a cloud to make it rain to seed the clouds. He's the one that figured it out to weaponize it, right? Weather. Yeah.
So if you want to check out that's some interesting shit. Weaponized weather, which is from cloud seeding. Look up Ben Livingston and Project Storm Fury, which is some really cool shit where they were using silver iodide in their cloud seeding to weaponize. Who's the other guy they were talking about? I don't know. They basically admitted, though, that they had the ability to weaponize storms. To use electromagnetics to generate earthquakes. I don't know, some crazy shit.
Hey, that's true, though, that harp does it. I mean, put a bass speaker next to a couple rocks, one on an incline. You can see how that works. They can target those. We talked about this in our... What the fuck? What are you
know,
why do you look at me like I'm retarded when you know we've already talked about this?
How many times we talked about that? Every time we do a show, I pretty much forget about everything we talked about. That's just me.
If you guys should have seen the look he gave me when I brought that up.
Man, they can.
Yeah. Well, if not the podcast listeners can't.
Well, they can if they go to YouTube.
That's fair. But he was just like, "Oh my God, what?" Like I'm like, "No, don't you fucking remember this?" Like, yeah. So.
CN says they like to think their chemtrails are the government preparing us to be able to live on Mars. See, there's another one of the
theories. Wow, that's fucking interesting, man. Like they're altering the
terraforming,
atmosphere,
pre-terraforming
our species in order to
geoengineering. I don't know. I doubt it. There's so many far out theories. It's like,
It does discredit any. The cover up is the killer on this for me. Oh yeah, the Monsanto one's good, but the cover up's the killer for me on this one, man.
Yeah.
The cover up involved in this. We're not talking about like
JFK got killed. There's five guys at the CIA know, and
right. We're not talking about five guys.
Even Area 51 where there's 1,000 people. You know what I mean? That might know about it.
Right. The cover up on this is just far beyond what is.
It's more understandable.
Humans
conspiracy.
Can't keep secrets like this for not all of them in a group like that. No, it's.
I
just
hope you eat your words and they come out tomorrow and the whole thing's blown open. You'd be like, well, I was wrong.
Well, I'll tell you this: if they come out tomorrow and tell you chemtrails, I'll eat my aluminum foil hat. Aluminum.
We still have
chemtrails.
That thing
too. I know. I still have it in my desk drawer right now. So that's what I'm saying. Like.
That's going to be gross.
If it comes, I'll be sick. I bet I get sick.
You'll probably die. That's a lot of
aluminum
foil.
I don't think I'll die. I'll shred it up first and put it on a salad, probably.
Dude.
What do you mean?
I think your best bet would be to put it in balls. Like
little balls?
Little balls so they just pass through and pass out.
That's probably
you don't
right.
want to make any strips that are kind of get.
Oh, yeah. Cut your intestines up.
Even that, just get hung up on stuff for a while and who knows what kind of blockage that can be. Anyway.
Son of a bitch.
I don't know. Brian in the chat says, let's do more voicemail calls. I wish more people would leave voicemails.
Yeah,
leave them. Those are great.
Go to the website. You can do it on mobile even. I mean, it works on mobile. You don't have to do it on like the computer.
No app needed or anything?
No, you can go right to your Chrome or your Firefox or whatever your internet.
Safari.
Yeah. So what's the iPhone one? But yeah, you can go right to that and www.surrealtalkpodcast.com. It'd be on the right-hand side, I believe. Actually, it's on the bottom on the mobile. Either way, it's called SpeakPipe. It'll say, leave a voicemail. Touch. Have your mic ready. Your phone has a mic. Bam.
Here, I want you to reply to Lauren real quick from Chase. Says, the grid pattern is always covering the sun. What's that all about? It's something that creates man-made clouds, and you can feel the temperature change when they're heavy spraying. I've never noticed a temperature change. But if he's correct, what do you say about that?
That would be one of the basis that we talked about earlier. It's trying to help with, you know, global warming. Say there's a hole in the ozone layer and it's shit's just getting too hot. They're not letting us know.
So what they're doing is they're spraying a patch.
Us know how dire the situation is right now, and they're maybe that's a way.
See, that's a whole other theory.
Hey, here you go. I used to work with a guy, real crazy guy, but when you think about it like this guy, he used to tell me that rockets put holes in the ozone layer. That's why our ozone layer is fucked up. So we done shot too many rockets into space and fucked it up. Right. Okay.
There's that look again, isn't it?
Right.
Sorry.
So, and I always tell them, like, you're fucking nuts, Ben. You're nuts. But if it is their fault that they fucked up, think about Core. It's the Core of the movie. It was their fault they fucked that up.
Yeah.
And they couldn't really tell anybody what they had to go do to fix what they fucked up. So if they fuck this up and they're trying to help us survive because they know they fucked our ozone layer or something, they wouldn't tell us because they don't want to be like, hey, we kind of fucking dropped the ball here. We've been shooting these rockets through the ozone layer all these years. We've just been punching holes. Look at a piece of Swiss cheese there, guys. It's fucked. But hey, what we're going to do is we're going to spray some extra clouds. You know, no more tans. Everybody's
These aren't normal clouds. Don't worry about what
they are. These special clouds. These Trump clouds.
Man, we're shitting all over this week.
I know. God damn it. Shut up, Eric.
Yeah. Suffice to say, neither one of us hold too much credence.
It's the cover-up, man. I like the conspiracy, and I really did believe it at one point in time and enjoy it. And it's totally possible and plausible, but the cover-up is where it just fucking blows my mind every time. What it would take to cover this sort of large-scale depopulation. Poisoning the food, Monsanto poisoning the food with like GMO seeds, if somehow that could poison you, is more plausible because they could get everybody to do it and not even know it.
Who's to say they're poisoning you? Maybe they just want the money from it. You know what I mean? Forcing people to buy their seeds.
Right.
At that point.
I don't know. The cover up is what gets me every time on this. If you could nail it down to where the cover up was, 100 or less people, this would be almost solid. Because of a lot of the evidence out there of them actually doing this sort of shit that they're claiming.
The what is easy for you, but the why is the hard part.
The why.
If you can come up with plausible why,
there's about 15 different whys, but the one that I like would be the population control. They're trying to drive it down. Know what I mean? There's too many of us. Can't sustain with the oil and the wood and all the resources that we're using up every day, But again, the cover-up, man, the cover-up. And to get enough people on board, because you got to pitch this idea, to people. It's not like you can just say, hey, bud, here's the deal. We're doing this. You're either going to pay me or not. You got to pitch this idea to people. And to get 10,000 people on board with killing 90% of the population, but knowing that they're underneath the same skies.
Again,
that's
you
the thing.
You can do it by...
You're under the same skies.
Yeah, it's difficult, man. I get you. All right, well, you got anything else on chemtrails? I knew today was going to be a short show, but...
No, and yeah, we are sorry for the short show. We kind of knew this one, and it's just... It's
been
so
coming
hard.
Up in the group a lot lately.
It has been, and we felt like we owed it to you guys.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's about it on chemtrails, man.
All right, check out our website, surrealtalkpodcast.com. Remember to leave us a voicemail on there.
It could be anything from we done great, we suck, you do shitty, you can be inspirational,
so
you
can
be an
dog
asshole.
Dies. I hope I don't
no,
get that voicemail.
No, fuck no.
I don't know if they want to say that.
Don't say that. If you say that, I'm going to be mad at whoever said that.
Even more important, go on there and vote Team Everett on the poll that's on that page. Remember to check
you
out.
You up right now, right?
What's that?
You're up on the poll.
I think by 3, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. So it's close, Team Eric.
No,
just
team
throwing it out there.
Check out our YouTube, youtube.com/SurrealTalkPodcast. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/SurrealTalk. If you're not a member of the group yet, check out facebook.com/group/SurrealTalk group. Blah, diddy, fucking blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Join all of our social media. I hate this crap every episode.
The Twitter?
Join the Twitter.
We got a Twitter. We do tweets.
Twitter.com/SurrealTalk
Twitters.
Show.
We do Twitters.
We don't really do a lot of tweets, though. We mostly just do the whenever our show comes out, we have an automatic tweet that gets done.
Oh, look
at
you.
That's most of the Twitter and Facebook we do. Most of our actual social media is on our group.
Yeah, that's where you get the most interaction with us on the group.
But, you know,
we should interact more with patrons too.
That said, tweet at us or send us a Facebook message.
We got to do some more. We got to recognize our patrons too,
dude. Our Patreon people rock. Yeah, next week we'll do a little bit of recognition.
Yeah, next week we'll recognize all the patrons like we should have been doing. We
Rennie
appreciate
and,
it.
And the rest of the group.
All of them, yeah. Yeah. We appreciate that very much.
I haven't seen
Thank
Rennie in the chat today. Have you? We miss you, Rennie.
Yeah, we do.
Anyway,
I hope you're not sick.
All right, we'll catch you guys next week. Not sure what the topic's going to be yet. Hopefully, it's a little more meaty than this one, but it might not be. No promises, people. No
probably
promises.
Will, though.
Probably. All right, catch you all next week.
Have a good one.
Please, wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.